from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump in a phone call with the president of Taiwan. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said today he hopes Beijing's relationship with Washington will not be interfered with or damaged after U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's telephone conversation with Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen. Trump tweeted late Friday that Taiwan's president had actually called him rather than him calling her, as some media had reported. Raymond Wu is the managing director of the Taipei-based political consultancy eTelligence.
He serves notice to Beijing that Washington chooses to do what's beneficial to Washington. They will do it, whether it's in terms of substantive issues or in terms of symbolic gestures.
The call was the first such contact between a U.S. president or president-elect and a Taiwanese leader since the United States broke diplomatic ties with Taiwan in 1979. U.S. General John Nicholson, the commander of the international forces in Afghanistan, said the biggest challenges facing Afghanistan next year are leadership and corruption in the Afghan military. He spoke with reporters about the Taliban.
Despite Taliban promises to safeguard civilians, the vast majority of civilian casualties have been caused by the insurgency. 61 to 72%, depending on which international organization you use. But these statistics are compiled by UNAMA, as well as the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees.
Gambia's president of more than 22 years has conceded defeat in presidential elections, vowing to step down after results showed him with a surprising loss. Yahya Jammeh told opposition candidate Adama Barrow that he wanted to hand over power graciously and vowed not to contest the results. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States and Russia are exploring new ways to break a month-long diplomatic deadlock over how to stop the fighting in the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo. He said the ideas will be tested to follow up discussions between American and Russian diplomats next week in Geneva. In the meantime, as Syrian government forces continue to push deeper into Aleppo, some analysts say they are wider geopolitical issues and efforts to end the civil war and remove from office Syrian President Bashar.
In eastern Aleppo, Syrian government forces backed by Russia are gaining ground. Analyst Michael Stevens of Britain's Royal United Services Institute says victory here for President Bashar al-Assad may force a change of strategy from Western governments.
Assad's winning, and I think it's pretty safe to say that he will be there at the end game, and whoever negotiates a peace deal in Syria will have to negotiate with Bashar al-Assad.
Stevens says Europe and the United States have backed moderate opposition forces, but the desire to end the bloodshed could trump those alliances. Ending the war may come with the price of keeping Bashar al-Assad in power. Even then, analysts say Syria's future stability is far from guaranteed. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
South Korea's opposition parties have filed an impeachment motion against scandal-plagued President Park Geun-hye. The bill was filed Saturday as hundreds of thousands of South Koreans from around the country gathered in Seoul for a rally for the sixth consecutive Saturday to demand the president's impeachment. The motion was signed by 171 lawmakers of the 300-seat legislature. A vote will be held in the National Assembly Friday. The opposition, however, will need 28 members of the ruling party to bring the vote to the two-thirds majority required to pass the bill. Not clear if the opposition will be able to garner the votes from Park's own party. A Romanian-born man has been sentenced to the U.S. to 10 years in prison for conspiring to sell military-grade weapons in Europe. Virgil Georgescu, a U.S. citizen born in Romania, was sentenced after being convicted by a jury earlier this year. He was arrested in 2014 in a U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration sting operation. Former Cuban President Fidel Castro, who recently died, had decided to have his ashes buried in eastern Cuba. The mountainous region around Santiago de Cuba was where Castro's revolution first got started. Now, these children line the streets of Santiago shouting, "Yo soy Fidel," which means, "I am Fidel." When Castro's ashes are interred at a cemetery on Sunday morning, it will complete a story that began in eastern Cuba and took Castro to Havana, where he ruled the party for 47 years. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.